like you, I do. Wanna be a friend, go shopping in a Benz like you, I do. Hit you when I line, can you fit me in your plans like you, I do. When all friends, we woke up in Japan like you, I do. So I was down at the Shaftesbury Fringe last week. Lovely Fringe. Lovely people. I like you. You make me happier. And I've been there once before. Last year. And to get there from London, you drive past Stonehenge. I'm sure you know Stonehenge wherever you are in the world, an iconic stone circle from thousands of years BC. Huge stones that there's still some mystery about how they got there. Who did this, you know? And the stones are placed on top of each other in a circle, and it's in the middle of nowhere in the English countryside. And many make a pilgrimage to this place. It's a very special place for many. It's a mystical, spiritual. I've been told it has a certain energy that you can't explain. So I thought I'd go along and try and explain it to you. You know, of course, there are the critics, as there are with everything, that say, oh, it's shit. Stonehenge is shit. It's not worth £26 to go up there, you know, look at stones. And the big thing you hear from a lot of people is it's so much smaller than you'd imagine. It's like the Statue of Liberty. Well, first thing first, to report, it's nothing like the Statue of Liberty. Whoever said that must be mental. Statue of Liberty is a woman holding a torch, and this is a load of rocks. Mental. What are you saying? It's like the Statue of Liberty. Madness. Anyway, you get there, and yes, it is smaller than you probably thought it would be, but isn't everything? Doesn't everything look bigger in photos? You know, Tom Cruise, my uncle's penis, you know, whatever. However, let me tell you, there is something very special about Stonehenge. And I'm not sure what it is. People say there's an energy you can't explain. And when I stood there gazing on this ancient mystery, a woman next to me actually said those words. She said, oh, there's an energy you can't explain. And usually I'd cry, bullshit. There's no energy here. It's just a load of rocks in a field. But I'll tell you what it is. Maybe. I looked around me at that moment and I noticed for the first time there were thousands of people all around the stone. In a circle all around the stones. You could see them quite easily. And every single one was taking a photo with their phones. Selfies, asking people to take a photo. Of course they were. But then you look back at the stones and truly, you couldn't see them anymore. They dissolved away. You couldn't see the people. I took several photos of the stones and I looked back at the photos and you couldn't see the people. Some things are so beautiful that everyday life melts away. The unimportance of now, the banality of now, melts away in the face of this soaring historical wonder. And I realized that you can explain the energy. It's the energy that I've got from only a few places in the world. Great Wall of China, in the non-touristy bit of that, and the South Island, New Zealand. It's the energy of feeling. It's you and the world. The world's past and the world's future. It's you connected with the world. That energy does exist. It's very real. And it makes you feel very much alive. It makes you feel significant and at the same time totally insignificant. So what I'm saying is, Stonehenge, totally makes you feel smaller than you'd ever imagine you are. Lots of love.